Aging out is a difficult thing because they've had services in school and then all of a sudden they have no services.
Tara Potter is director of TRIO Employment Network, which is now operating out of the Pure Empowerment Center at Marcus Point Baptist Church in Pensacola. She is a job coach for adults with autism.
And then they'll find out oftentimes that there's, well, all the time, that the services are very limited that they have here with the Agency for Persons with Disabilities. There's a grant called Able Trust Grant that is dedicated specifically for supported employment, so they can go to the APD, apply with them, and try to get that lot of money, which is $5,000 a year. I know it sounds like a lot, but it's really not a lot, you know, when you're working with a job coach, to try to find something that fits your skills and abilities.
That ABLE Trust money, which is a federal grant, is available to people even if they are on the waiting list for other services and grants. It is specifically allocated for helping adults with disabilities get the skills they need to find a job. At the Pure Empowerment Center, Potter teaches life and social skills as well as job skills.
Because it's not just about getting the job, it's about keeping the job too. So oftentimes our young men and women with autism just don't have very good grooming. Things like brushing your teeth and keeping your hair clean and keeping your clothes washed and cleaned. It really is a common problem with young adults with autism, anyone on the spectrum. And I have two sons that are on the spectrum, and I can tell you my 28-year-old really still struggles with getting as many baths as he should and keeping himself groomed.
Potter says other obstacles to adults on the spectrum keeping a job include lack of social skills. Many are set in their ways and do not react well to change. Many don't get past the job interview because they have trouble making eye contact. Once a client is matched with an employer, well, that's only the beginning for the job coach.
We have a tool called a retention plan, and the retention plan is designed to really develop a relationship between the employee and the employer, and it's facilitated by the job coach. But really what it does is it outlines in written terms, here is the job that is expected of me. It's supposed to clock in at this place, at this time. This is how I clock in. Then it goes on to what is my job description? What is a day in the life of my job? And that is all written down. And if there's any deficits that the young man or woman is experiencing, then we go to the employer and say, you know, this is what we have found. Do you have any ideas about how we can, help this person to overcome this deficit? And that is the job of the job coach, the manager, and the employee. It's a team effort. And when you start things that way, the manager already becomes vested. And then he wants that person to succeed.
Tara Potter also reaches out to the community to find employers willing to take on young men and women with autism.
Like a hound dog, and have to find them and explain to them that this is not a mercy hire. This is a person that has the strength that you're looking for.
One client that Potter recalled is a young man she calls John, who had the ability to remember numbers. After drifting from job to job, he was finally placed at a local department store's inventory control department.
His keen eye to what's supposed to be on the shelves and his ability to use the equipment, and even if the equipment was down, he could remember numbers to do their inventory. So he actually saved the company money within the first year he was there, and they started seeing that trend that his department was saving money, that they were not having as much inventory loss, and it was eventually pinpointed to be as a result of John's placement there.
Many local mom-and-pop businesses have employed some of Potter's clients, as well as some large regional employers like Navy Federal, the Studer Group, ECUA, Walmart, and Walgreens. She says focusing on a person's strengths and not their disabilities, as well as finding the right job coach or other help, is the key to finding the right job. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.